Welcome to Fresh Bread with Raymond McCulloch. Raymond is the former editor of Irish Christian magazine Bread and, with his wife Jerry, directs Kingdom Come Trust based in Northern Ireland. He has pastored and led worship for several years in Belfast and is currently involved in music and media production.
Hi, I'm Raymond McCulloch. Welcome to the 28th and final episode of our series, Fresh Bread, Your Kingdom Come. Based on my book, The Whore and Her Mother, 9/11, Babylon, and the Return of the King. If you've missed the previous shows, don't worry. You can still play or download the podcast of previous shows from our website, kingdomcome.org.uk, or you can read the first few chapters of the book for free there, and you can download the relevant prophetic passages for your own study. You'll also find more information about the music and the content of each show, and you can read all the encouraging emails we receive about this and our previous shows. Here are a couple of recent ones. Dear Pastor McCulloch, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. He is alive today and is the great miracle maker. I am back in good health today because of his healing ability. I write because I enjoy your program, and you have helped me to know the Father with a strong faith in my heart and soul. He can make great things happen. Leon Penzo, Portland, Oregon, USA. I like the broadcast. I will go to your website. The events that are to happen in the Middle East are of keen interest to me. I am sure there is even more info on your site. James Coulson. If you want to contact us, our email address is simply raymond@kingdomcome.org.uk, or just use the form on our website, kingdomcome.org.uk. In previous weeks, we've covered the first 20 chapters of the book. Let's sum up what we covered last week in chapter 20. The church must change. 1. Paul in Colossians 1 and Ephesians 5, and Peter in 2 Peter 3, state that the church will be presented to the Messiah, pure and spotless, without blemish or wrinkle, which is not an accurate description of the church at present. 2. The church has a very poor reputation among the Jews. We need to seek God for his love for Israel to be released in us. It does not come naturally. 3. We are meant to provoke the Jews to jealousy by how we live, which is not likely if we are still steeped in paganism and pagan celebrations. 4. We need to search the scriptures and get back to our biblical Hebrew roots. It is us who have been grafted into Israel, not the other way around. And 5. If we're not willing to buckle down to this, I believe the Lord, in his graciousness, will allow us to experience persecution to accomplish it. Everyone who wants to live a godly life in the Messiah Yeshua will be persecuted. Before we continue with the final chapter, chapter 21, What Do We Do Now? We're going to listen to a bit of pipe music from Tartanic in Texas, USA, with Briefcase Number 1.
Thank you.
Chapter 21. What do we do now? When will these events take place? How soon? Questions that I'm sure I will be asked over and over after publishing this book. Well, I don't claim to be any sort of prophet myself. This book is about interpreting those things that are already clearly written down by the Hebrew prophets. I can't tell you when the USA will fall, for instance. Everything points to it being soon, though. Probably a matter of years rather than decades. I do know that several people whose prophetic ministry I have some regard for are also getting a sense of urgency about the future of the USA. And I can tell you that we can hasten that day and the day of the Messiah's return by our actions, 2 Peter 3 verse 12. The fullness of the Gentiles mentioned by Yeshua and Paul, Luke 21 verse 24, is being accomplished as you hear this. The warnings we referred to in chapter 7 apply to all of God's people, but perhaps even more so to those of you who are of Jewish or Israelite origin. You should seriously be making some plans to make Aliyah to Israel now. Jeremiah 50 verse 8, flee out of Babylon, leave the land of the Babylonians, and be like the goats that lead the flock. For those who already trust in Yeshua as the Jewish Messiah, things are not so easy at the moment. You will not be allowed permanent residence in Israel under the current rules. Pray for this restriction to be lifted, for it applies to many Israelites who want to make Aliyah. We should be praying anyway for the restrictions on the 10 tribes to be removed. Judah will not be hostile toward Ephraim. For Christians, if you have not already done so, it's way past time to get back to your Hebrew roots. Repent for past failures and for the replacement theology and paganism in the church. And find ways to start blessing the Jews. This may not make you popular with your present congregation, therefore you may have some tough decisions to make. You also have the same responsibility that I have felt for some time, to warn others of what is to come. Like myself, you will probably find that many of your friends and colleagues are not at all aware of what the scriptures actually say about the days we are living in. If we warn them, they may not respond positively right away, but the onus is now on their own shoulders. As they see things come to pass, they may well remember things you shared with them and seek to find out more. Keep praying for your friends. As I said above, we can hasten the coming of the Lord by our prayers and by our witness. You don't have to stand on a soapbox at the street corner to be a witness. You can start simply with the people you know already. Make a list of those in your family, your neighbours, people you work with or study with, particularly those whom you would have some interaction with on a weekly basis. Pray over that list on a regular basis and ask the Lord to lead you to three people that he specifically wants you to focus on. This does not mean that you ignore the others. If you can, and I highly recommend this, get together with a small group of 6 to 10 people who are like-minded, fellowship together, and share and pray for your VIP list. The first disciples became fishers of men, but they were not anglers. They fished with nets, working together as a community. You will be a much more effective witness if you are able to share this task with others. In a group of, say, 8 people, you will have a combined mission field of 24 people. Among those will be some who are nearer to the kingdom of God than others. As you pray together and witness to these people, some of them will make a commitment to the Lord in a fairly short time. When they do, invite them along to your group straight away and make them feel welcome, that they belong there. Ignore their lack of understanding of spiritual things and allow the Holy Spirit to teach them. Wait for them to ask you questions before you provide answers, and never give advice, especially if it's something you're not demonstrating in your own life yet. I do not believe we are called to give advice, but instead to live in demonstration of the Holy Spirit moving in our own lives. If you've got it, teach it by example. Others will soon catch it. 2 Peter 3, verses 10 to 12. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire. And the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming.
You are so good to me. I owe you everything. Jesus, the King of Kings, you're so good to me. Lord my God, please be my guide. Your love for me can't be denied. Help my mind to stay on guard against the world that makes it hard. You are so good to me. I owe you everything. Jesus, the King of Kings, you're so
Divine Signature from Manitoba, Canada, and a worship song, You Are So Good to Me. What kind of people? We need to reevaluate how we are presently living our lives in the light of these words of the prophets. When should believers consider moving out, and where should they go to? I know there are some who are advocating you start to make plans to leave the USA right away. I simply don't have the answer to that one. I'm not saying they are wrong to do that. This is where we need to be walking in the Spirit and in prayer, tuned in to the Father's will for you and your family. If you're a Muslim, devout or otherwise, and you've read this book through to this point, then I am honoured and impressed. I would suggest that the Spirit of God is already at work in your life, and that you ought to consider the possibility that Isa, Jesus, is much more than just a prophet. If he was a prophet and a good man, then his words are true, and it is his own words which claim that he is the Son of God. He made it clear that he came to lay down his life as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Without that, not a single one of us can stand before the Father. To anyone who does not presently claim to be a disciple of Yeshua, but you would like to know what is the truth, there is a very simple way of being sure. God is not hiding himself away from us or making it difficult to know the truth. If we ask him directly and in sincerity to reveal himself to us, then wait to see what he does. We will begin to find answers, and he will begin to bring people into your life to help you along the way. Reading the words of the Hebrew prophets and asking God for his guidance as you read will allow him to reveal himself to you more easily. Yeshua, Jesus, or Isa stated, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father except through me." John 14 verse 6. That could be construed as a very exclusive statement, but if we think about it, why would a logical and loving God create many ways to himself? Surely only one way is required. Anything more would only bring confusion. And we read in 1 Corinthians 14 verse 33 that God is not the author of confusion. In ancient times, this same God chose one man, Avram or Abraham, and made him into a nation through his grandson Jacob, later renamed Israel. In the fullness of time, exactly as foretold by Daniel, out of that same nation he brought Yeshua, who fulfilled many of the prophecies about the Messiah, including his death and resurrection. Yeshua will come again to fulfill the other prophecies, several of which we have been considering here. Philippians 2, verses 9 to 11. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, Yeshua, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ, Yeshua the Messiah, is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. One day, every knee will bow to Yeshua. Why not bow yours to him now, voluntarily? For those of you who already have a relationship with Yeshua, perhaps your paradigm, worldview, needs to be adjusted a little to see things more from God's perspective. We need to be aware, on the lookout, prepared, equipped, informed, and ready for all the things shortly to happen on the earth. We have a great role to play. Daniel says, "The people who know their God will firmly resist," Daniel 11, verse 32, and also, "Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever." Daniel 12 verse 3. There is a lot to be done, but first we need to be fully informed. In all the study and research I have carried out for this book, off and on over a period of 40 years, one thing has become very clear to me, that I do not know these prophecies well enough. The more I read and study them, the more little pieces I find which fit together, giving a clearer and fuller picture. We need to be like the Bereans, Acts 17, verse 11. Now the Bereans were of more noble character than the Thessalonians, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. Please, do not take my word for anything you read in this book. I urge you to go to the source and study it for yourself. You will probably discover things I have yet to discover. If you approach the scriptures in a prayerful way, asking the Holy Spirit to guide you and to reveal his word to you, then this will become a very exciting voyage of discovery. You can also follow the news of world events and be able to line them up with the revelation of the prophets. Again, an exciting experience. News events can be a great opportunity to share your faith with others. As I've said already, you can be a witness by sharing what you know, by standing alongside those in need, offering to pray for them, even by passing on a copy of this book. You can also make preparation for the days that are coming. Change your lifestyle. Simplify it. Learn to live on much less, not needing the latest fashion, the latest technology. Unfortunately, we're all dependent to some extent upon the exploitation that is capitalism, slave labour in other parts of the world, etc. But that doesn't mean we can do nothing. If you live in the United States, realise that its days are numbered. Start seeking God for direction as to where to go and when. Also, make contact with your local Jewish community and learn how to be a blessing to them. They may soon need your help. If you live in Canada or Mexico, there may well be opportunities to help American Jews escape from the USA when the time comes. This is prophesied, so be ready. Finally, we are told to rejoice over the destruction of Babylon. Revelation 18, verse 20. Rejoice over her, O heaven. Rejoice, saints and apostles and prophets. God has judged her for the way she treated you. This may be a hard one to get your head around right now, but as things develop, it will probably become more clear. We are always inclined to see things from our own human point of view, while only the Lord can see the whole picture. A God who would allow evil to continue indefinitely would not be a God of love, or one that we could easily relate to. He is patient so that more people may find him, but ultimately he must judge evil. And that judgment will begin with Islam and those nations that seek to destroy Israel, continue with the fall of America and globalization, and then the judgment of the rest of the world. Even so, some will survive into the millennium. God is good. His judgments are completely righteous and good. Amen. Revelation 22, verse 12. Look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done. That was Matthew Fagan from Victoria, Australia, with a tune called Renaissance. Let's sum up what we've covered in Chapter 21. What do we do now? 1. If you live in the United States of America, do not disregard the warnings we have emphasized here. Start making some plans, firstly by seeking God in prayer for his guidance. I can't tell you what to do specifically, but he can. 2. Pray for restrictions on entry to Israel to be lifted, for Judah no longer to harass Ephraim. 3. Start living in the light of these prophecies. If this book does not cause you to seriously reevaluate your lifestyle and focus, then for you at any rate, it has failed. 4. If you do not claim to have any personal relationship with Yeshua of Nazareth, take seriously his claim to be the Messiah. Ask the God of Abraham, the Creator, to reveal the truth to you. If you do so in sincerity, he will answer you. 5. Make a list of those people you know who need a personal relationship with God through Yeshua and begin to pray for them. Ask God to highlight 3 of these to become your VIPs to focus prayer on first. 6. Meet with a small group of like-minded people to pray for these VIPs and look for opportunities to invite them to join you. Fishers of men are not lone anglers, but a team working together. 7. Watch and pray. Be aware of what is happening around the world and of how it fulfills the words of the prophets. Be encouraged as you see their words come to pass. He is coming soon. 8. Do not make this book a substitute for the Bible. Search the scriptures for yourself to see if these things are true. I can assure you that I do not have the last word on the prophets. 9. Rejoice that God does not allow evil to continue on forever, but that he will judge America, Islam, the whole earth. But he will not judge those who sincerely put their trust in him. And 10. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? 2 Peter 3, verses 10 to 12. Thank you for following this series. We hope to publish a follow-up to this book, expanding on what we've covered in the last 2 chapters, and entitled, What Kind of People? We've also just published our 1995 book, Ireland Now, the Good News, on Kindle, a book of encouraging testimonies, healings, miracles, and true stories of transformed lives and communities. You'll find links to it on our website, kingdomcome.org.uk. Use it as a tool to lead others to Yeshua. We hope you've been enjoying this series, and we look forward to meeting with you again soon. Remember, if you want to buy the book, The Whore and Her Mother, in Kindle or paperback edition, go to our website, kingdomcome.org.uk, or find it directly on amazon.com, amazon.co.uk, etc. Slán, agus bána dia. Bye, and God bless.
This series is produced by Precious Oil Productions for Kingdom Come Trust. For more information about the series, Bible notes and recordings of previous talks, check out our website at www.kingdomcome.org.uk or write to PO Box 200, Belfast, Northern Ireland, BT 23 7TZ.